Persephone by Florence Earle Coates, read for LibriVox.org by Heather James. The wild bird's first exultant strain says, "Winter is over, over," and spring returns to the wold again, with breath as of lilac and clover. With a certain soft, appealing grace, surely some sorrow hath kissed her, she gives to our vision her girlish face, and we know how we've missed her, missed her. For on a day she went away, long ere the leaves were falling, and came no more for the white-throat's lay, or the pee-wee's plaintive calling. In tender tints, on her broidered shoon, blossomed the leaves of the myrtle, and silky buds of the darling June were folded up in her kirtle. And fair, 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 in her sunlit hair, were violets intertwining, that seemed more fresh and unfading there than when with dewdrops shining. She hid them all in her dim retreat, but heart, a truce to sighing. She's here, incomparably sweet, unchanging and undying. We see her brow and we rejoice, her cheek as it pales and flushes. We hear once more in her thrilling voice the note of the woodland thrushes. And through her lashes, tear-impearled, a mystic light is breaking, and all the love of the whole wide world seems in her eyes awaking. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.